You get so many people from so many different walks of life, and like you say, different stories, whether it be stories of holidaying on the island as a kid, who have either raced themselves or again had family who have raced, so they're sort of treating it as a bit of a pilgrimage, you know. And we get a surprise number of people who actually are traveling from the likes of the States or Australia, and they'll literally nip over to the Isle of Man for 24 hours, sometimes less, to jump on the trike and do the TT course.
We have the bad weather and things, you know, the races get affected. Does the weather also kind of affect you guys?
If it's sort of the only opportunity that people do have and it's not horrendous, then we can sometimes run. We tend not to more. It's not a particularly enjoyable thing to do in the wet because you're completely exposed on the trike, you know. But it's also from a maintenance perspective as well.
Now, I understand the oldest person that you've taken on a trike was 101 years old.
101. So, lovely lady. She was grinning from ear to ear when she came back. We get people coming in, they're in their 80s or 70s, and like, oh, I'm a bit old for this. And I always say to them, well, you got a little while to go yet. A lot of them, to be honest, are either ex-racers or people who have just ridden bikes for fun, you know. Last year, we were kind enough to have donated to us what we believe is the oldest set of one-piece racing leathers in the world. Jeff Duke is renowned for being the first chap to come up with the idea of a one-piece leather suit. He won the senior TT in 1949, and Harold Clark won the junior Clubman TT, and they both started discussing the idea of having the one-piece leather suit, and they both had a prototype set made each by the same chap, Frank Baker in St. Helens. Duke crashed in Monza, I think in 1955, I think, and his suit was destroyed. Harold Clark went on, continued to wear his, and then donated it to a friend of his whose son was racing in the Grand Prix as a competitor on the island, Eric Kirk, and he carried on using them up until 1993 when he replaced them. Came over to the island with a view to donating them to the Manx Museum, but came on a tour with us first, and then came back the following day and said, I'd really like you to have these to display. So, I mean, you're never going to get that again, are you?
The next few months will be the last opportunity for people to get these tours.
It's a decision that we didn't come to sort of lightly, just about getting the balance right for family, you know. It's one thing that has become abundantly clear is they grow up too fast and you can't buy the time back, you know. So the business is great, we meet some phenomenal people, but yeah, it's just really a combination of family time, getting the balance right with that.